From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Guaranteed income programs are becoming more common across the U.S., largely due to progressive big city mayors who see cash payments as a way to help their residents directly. But what about people living outside those cities? As Stephen Basaha and Aubrey Juhas report for the Gulf States Newsroom, a new program in Georgia is trying to reach those people too.
Continue on U.S. 27 South for 38 miles.
Then we're pretty much there.
Woohoo!
Drive about 2.5 hours south from Atlanta, and you'll end up in Cuthbert, Georgia, a rural town with a lot of retirees.
People here say it's a nice, quiet place to raise kids. There's a small town square with a few restaurants.
You can get a full Southern breakfast for under $8.
And there's a couple other businesses like your hardware and thrift stores.
Though a lot of the shopping tends to happen at one of the two local dollar stores. That's why Tanika Acosta is standing outside of Cuthbert's Dollar General. She's trying to get shoppers to sign up for what is essentially free money. Acosta and other program organizers have been coming to this part of the state for weeks. And with the application deadline 4 days away, they're in the final stretch.
So I say get it in right now and make sure that you tell everyone. Tell your niece, tell your sister, tell your cousins.
In Her Hands is a guaranteed income program for Georgia women living at or below 200% of the federal poverty line. For a family of four, that's set at roughly $56,000. Stephen, there are dozens of guaranteed income pilots giving money to people in big cities across the country.
Right, and In Her Hands is doing that in Atlanta, too. But they're also taking the unusual step of giving money to people in rural communities.
Specifically here in Southwest Georgia.
Yeah, most of the women Acosta talks to have heard of the program already, including Wandalyn Blackman. Acosta checks to see if she submitted her application correctly.
So it looks to me, and I'm going to look through it just to be sure one more time, that literally only thing you need to do is press the word submit.
Okay.
Blackman lives in nearby Dawson, the town she grew up in. She says the advantage of a city like Atlanta is that there are more jobs where you can make
good money, and down here, it's no job. And if it is job, you ain't making that much of money.
The program is enrolling residents in three neighboring counties, Clay, Randolph, and Terrell, all majority black and with more than double Georgia's poverty rate.
Now you will receive an email. There's already coming.
Okay.
Now you're just waiting.
Okay.
You're all set.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
Ultimately, 230 women will be selected to receive unconditional cash payments every month for 2 years. Often the women Acosta approaches are skeptical of someone from out of town with a flyer in their hand. But she says their reaction changes when she gives them her pitch.
$850, no strings attached though, ma'am. Can I explain that to you? And that kind of makes them say, okay, what you talking about?
Yeah, when she said $850, I said, wow.
Aubrey, $850 a month is a lot of money.
Yeah, that's $20,000 over the course of 2 years. Everine Evans says she first heard about the program while at the grocery store.
Piggly wiggly.
Evans, who is 78 years old, knew she wanted to apply, but wasn't sure how to complete the online application. So on a hot June day, she walks into the local technical college to get some help from the In Her Hands staff.
I love your dress.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to keep cool.
Right, same.
Same.
Other women here told us they'd use the money on medical bills or to buy their own land. Evans has her own plan for the money if she's selected.
Saving it, you know, saving it, really I would, for hard times, because in this day and time, we gonna need everything we can get.
To some extent, hard times have already arrived. Many people living in this part of Georgia are on fixed incomes, which makes them particularly vulnerable to the recent high inflation. Evans says she's felt it personally.
Of course I have. The gas tank, the food, and then you go in the stores now and some shelves are empty.
Rural residents tend to have access to far fewer resources from both government and nonprofits.
Right, Aubrey, and often the only support they receive are from these long-standing federal benefit programs.
Yeah, things like food stamps and disability.
Which often don't provide enough money for people to live comfortably, especially with that inflation. Evan's only source of income is her Social Security check.
So this would bump it up a lot to have $850 in addition to Social Security.
Oh, you gonna make me do a dance. I sure they pull my name, Jesus.
The application for In Her Hands Rural Pilot closed in late June, and program leaders will be calling selected participants in the coming weeks.
For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
And I'm Aubrey Juhas in Cuthbert, Georgia.